This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The death toll in the political rally stampede has risen to 36. More than 50 are under treatment at various hospitals. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who died in the stampede at Karur last evening. The Chief Minister expressed condolences to the bereaved families and announced that a one-member commission led by former Justice Aruna Jagdeesan has been appointed by the state government to inquire into the incident. Those who are under treatment at the ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees from the Chief Minister Relief Fund. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the unfortunate incident. In a social media post, President Murmu offered condolences to the bereaved family members and extended her prayers for the early recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers across India, including 92,600 towers equipped with fully indigenous technology as part of a major push to expand digital infrastructure. The towers, installed by BSNL at a cost of approximately 37,000 crore rupees, are expected to bring high-speed internet to 30,000 additional villages. While announcing the rollout during his day-long visit to Jharsuguda in Odisha, Prime Minister Modi said that BSNL's indigenously developed 4G network now places India among the few nations capable of building and supporting its own telecom networks.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है. अपनी मेहनत, अपनी लगन, अपनी कुशलता से BSNL ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India will host the World Seafood Congress, WSC, for the first time in 2026, marking a milestone for the world's sixth largest seafood supplier as global trade in aquatic products continues to expand. The biennial event, scheduled to be held in Chennai, will bring together industry leaders, policymakers and researchers from around the world. The Kol Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated a national biosphere reserve in 2009, the Kol Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand, Andaman and Nicobar Islands during next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final at the Dubai International Cricket in the International Stadium today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after their 2023 ODI triumph. In the opening day of the 12th World Para Athletics Championship, India won a gold and a bronze. Shailesh Kumar clinched the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 category, while Varun Singh Bhati secured the bronze. Furthermore, Deepthi Jeevanji won silver medal in the women's 400-meter T20 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.